Hi, folks. You're joining Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. We just had we're moving furniture around on an evening just before the show. We've had a little bit of delay from BBS tonight, so please, actually, thank you very much for your patience tonight.
We're on right now. Is the stream running too?
And the stream is running.
So we're live streaming right now.
We're live streaming on love528tv.net. We're also live streaming on bbsradio.com, which is our home network. And thanks to Doug and Don Newsom and Seth in engineering, who does a superlative job. He probably was running late tonight because the host before us maybe had some problems too. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Sherry, hi.
Hi, Len. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. So, what's happening?
Well, there's a lot of things happening. You have the new news that came down for Barack Obama, the national response that he sent out in regards to the emergency response, which is really interesting because these responses only come out at the time of a national emergency, like a huge inevitable hurricane that's about to come or an earthquake, and we're having it now for the swine flu pandemic coming down on us. So that's really interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's actually what was in the plans all along. If you look at the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, that has been advancing for several years. We've talked about that. Actually, years ago we were making a big deal about that because, in essence, it required this type of an executive order to declare a national emergency and then having all of the states follow suit with the health officials then being given all the power to declare the state of emergency within the states and then override the constitution of the states, override the legal system of the states in the process of deputizing the emergency responders, the police officials, the firemen, the first responders, even in Massachusetts, the dentists right now are being called upon to administer vaccinations, and these are the allegedly mandated under the national emergency agenda in the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And besides that, all of these people that are deputized are given this freedom from liability. There is an indemnity against liability in case they cause injury from the vaccinations or simply manhandling you and taking you in cars and trucks and even potentially trains to quarantine camps, concentration camp facilities where the public health official then has the opportunity and the power statutorily to inject, infect, intoxicate, and in fact depopulate those people who are kept in quarantines. Now that flies in the face, as most of you know, it flies in the face of U.S. constitutional freedoms and civil rights, First and Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. We've done programs on that. But that is what was necessary, the declaration by the President for this national emergency. The next step is the implementation of this emergency by the state officials.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of clinics that just popped up. He issued that declaration of emergency on Friday night. On Saturday morning, there was a bunch of clinics that just popped up, turnkey swine flu vaccination clinics where they were administering the swine flu mist to children. And there was lines and lines of people. And the way they got them out of there was with their marketing plan of saying there's a shortage of vaccinations, which also doesn't make any sense to me because Governor Patterson of New York State, he actually issued the mandate, then lifted the mandate, claiming there was a shortage of vaccinations, and really it was because he was being sued by all those healthcare workers in the nurses union. So all of this is very, very interesting, and it comes at a time where, you know, we thought that there was definitely a plan maybe to change it, or the public did. Of course, we didn't, but the public said, oh, well, maybe this swine flu scare is past, and it seems like that's not really the case.
Well, it's not the case. I'd like to go into that a little bit tonight. I think we have a caller, though, right away. Seth, in engineering, we've got somebody on the line for us.
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome to the Inside Hour. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jelani Assar, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, well, welcome to the Insight Hour. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's pretty amazing that I'm able to speak to you right now. About maybe like three months ago or so, I found out about you, and I found out about OxySilver. And it was basically part of a quest of awakening and understanding what's going on around my environment to a deeper level that I had never really even imagined before. And I was so inspired by what you said and the way that you speak, and particularly the technology behind OxySilver, that I decided to write a book a few months ago. So I'm writing a book right now, and one of the most important points I'm writing about vaccinations and swine flu. All the stuff that's going on right now. And, basically, I want to know how I can get in contact with, I guess, some people that are involved with Healthy World Distributing, so that I can make sure that what I'm writing about with OxySilver and any other specific questions that I have regarding legalities and the FDA and certain health claims that I can make, things of that nature. Somewhere that I can basically be in contact with that, and also see if I can get a grant as well.
Okay, well, here's what I would recommend that you do. In the morning, you can call 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, and get in touch with Jackie there or Rhonda, and they'll put you in touch ultimately with me, or they'll be able to answer questions. And anything that they can't answer, I'll try my best to help you with. You know, with regard to the H1N1 swine flu, the OxySilver is awesome. I would recommend everybody go to fluscam.com, look at the flu to-dos.
Yeah.
You know, it's very important now that everybody begins to prepare their body temples to withstand the barrage that we're being faced with and having to overcome right now. Sherry, you know, I wonder if this is a little off topic tonight, but, you know, this concept of H1N1 swine flu and the forced vaccinations and, you know, OxySilver as an alternative, you know, the mainstream media has been completely neglecting all of the alternatives.
Right.
And so, you know, who's running the mainstream media?
Well, you have Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch is actually the person that runs Fox News. And you also have Thomas Glocer, who's running Reuters. These are the people that issued the latest breaking news on this declaration of emergency that Barack Obama just broke. And who do you think owns it? Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch owns the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. And what they are doing right now is they are conducting swine flu vaccination trials.
Yeah, they finished those.
Yeah, and they're starting up another group of trials where they're going to, they were doing the H1N1, and then they were going to do the H5N1.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yes, because they suggest on their website you need to do three weeks after each other. So you do the seasonal flu shot, then you get the H1N1, and then you get the third vaccination. And so, so if one doesn't kill you, then at least the second or the third one will do you in. So he has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute over in Australia, and his family is not new to hospitals and healthcare and vaccinations. His mother, Elizabeth Murdoch, actually, she's 100 years old right now and is still conducting research. She has the Victorian Hospital over in Australia, and his daughter-in-law is running the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. So this is the man that runs Fox News. And then you have Thomas Glocer, who is the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. He's also the CEO of Reuters News Newswire service. So these are the same people that are on the board of the Partnership for New York City. Rupert Murdoch is the co-chairman. Thomas Glocer is also on the board. They are in charge of rebuilding the World Trade Centers, and they're in partnership with Larry Silverstein Studios, Larry Silverstein Properties, that leased that building for 99 years about, was it 6 weeks prior to it coming down, and then also they he took out an insurance policy for $440 million.
Actually, that's what he was paid. The insurance policy was for somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 billion, I think it was. You know,
that's something we need to double check on that. But the insurance company is actually a subsidiary of General Electric.
And General Electric's involved in the vaccine industry too, it turns out.
Exactly. Yeah. They're affiliated with Rupert Murdoch and Newco Company.
Yes. And that the Royal Family of England, of course, has a lot to do with GE, and that the whole Royal Family of England not only has been the one who engaged the certification or the foundation of the initial partnership for New York City, but also this concept of Elizabeth Murdoch being engaged in the testing of pregnant women in the Royal Hospital in Australia. She happens to be engaged in the Knights. The Royal Family has a separate special secret knighting ceremony, and she's the Grand Dame. So the connection between Rupert Murdoch and the Royal Family of England and the whole Royal Family of England's connection to the David Rockefeller-run Partnership for New York City, which is the global drug ring. It is literally the biotechnology consortium that's pushing forward everything from genetic engineering and genetopharmaceuticals to these vaccinations. Sherry, who was it that came out with this national emergency by Barack Obama? What news services was it?
The news services was Reuters, which is Thomas Glocer, and also Fox, which is Rupert Murdoch. These are the two people that broke this story. I just think that the reasoning why it came down the pike, and like you always say, and like the research that I've done with you, is there is global genocide behind us. They are trying to take us out. If they're not going to sterilize us, they're planning on taking us out. Now, if you don't die from the vaccination, and you don't become sterile because you're beyond the age of it even mattering anymore, you will eventually get other diseases down the pike. You could get tumors, you could get cancers. There's a various number of illnesses. You could get crippling disorders. Dr. Horowitz's mother got Guillain-Barré from the 1976 swine flu vaccinations that were given under the Carter administration. So this is nothing new. This is history repeating itself. Here we go again, as the saying goes, I could foresee it very clearly, Dr. Horowitz, what's going on. And now, when you mention that these vaccinations that people are getting can actually be passed on, that there are live viruses that are very contagious that can infect others, and if others are not well, or their immune systems are not built up, or they have the flu to begin with, then it'll be a much worse infection that they'll get by being in contact with somebody who's being vaccinated, and that's how they plan on spreading it, as well as maybe possibly dropping something from the sky.
Yeah, that's a very, very real possibility now. If you think about what happened this past week, just a week in review and summary, you first of all had the plague, the H1N1 pandemic was said to be already peaked. Purdue University researchers came out with their studies that showed that we're peaked out this week, that we're basically going to be fine from here on out. And interesting, the numbers of approximately 1,000 people so far over the last 6 months since April dying of H1N1, you know, folks, that's about 1/18 of the total number of people who would be expected to die from a normal flu. So that's number one. 6% of the deaths associated with a normal flu is what we've witnessed over the same time period with H1N1. So many of us were actually, thanking God already, celebrating the fact that the pandemic is already passed now, the peak is passed this week, and we're basically sailing along. Now, besides that, what happened, CBS News reported that 83-97% of all of those cases that were said to have H1N1 were falsely diagnosed. And the CDC withheld documentation and fraudulently manipulated the statistics to claim that H1N1 was so severe, all of the different places, when in fact CBS actually came out with, and I believe it's controlled opposition, that they actually came out with this fraud just to create a little controversy to take the eye of the attention of the public off of the real issues, which is genocide, as Sherry mentioned. Go ahead, Sherry, what else? What else did we see? For example, what did Catherine Sebelius talk about?
Well, Catherine Sebelius actually claimed that there was an overabundance of vaccinations, and she was planning along with the CDC to ship 10% of the vaccinations overseas. So that goes against anything that they're saying right now, that there's a shortage. It's a total marketing ploy, just to increase the demand of people who need who actually want the vaccination. You have to claim that there's a shortage. Everybody's going to run and get their vaccination and stand in line.
It's technically called shortage marketing. Whenever, if you research it on Google, for example, shortage marketing, you'll find that it's an industrial ploy. Whenever you have either an overabundance of product inventory, or you have a public who really doesn't feel that compelled to buy whatever it is that you're selling,
right. Then
they'll create this concept of shortage, market it through the media, and tell you it's really important and it's in short supply.
Right. It's decreased the supply to increase the demand. So that's pretty much what they're doing right now, and it's nothing new. I mean, this is something that's been around forever in any marketing campaign to make people run and go get things. The problem with this particular campaign, and I know that we both have the biggest problem with this, is that this is totally evil global genocide behind this. This is not about, gaining profits, which of course it is about gaining profits, but that's not really what the real truth in why they're doing this is. I mean, if you go to the core of it, what is the real core of why they're trying to do this whole entire marketing campaign, which is really evil?
Yeah, well, there's two other elements. First of all is what's happening in New York with this partnership for New York City, and the New York State governor declaring that he's going to reverse himself and the state's position on mandatory vaccinations because of what? This vaccine shortage? Excuse me. As Sherry mentioned, this followed days after Gary Null and associates had filed a very compelling lawsuit in New York State, and again a couple weeks after the Washington State precedent-setting a ruling from a federal court justice saying that mandatory vaccinations are unconstitutional. So that's interesting, but then when you consider the most evil of all the aspects, it's not just about money, it's actually about depopulation. And the Population Council for the City of New York was established by the same man that established the Partnership for New York City, David Rockefeller and the Rockefeller brothers. They funded the initial council of doctors called the Population Council of the City of New York that gave rise to the Population Council that now gets millions of dollars from the federal government of the United States and numerous other independent private institutions and foundations to spread depopulation propaganda, the urgent need, they say, to reduce populations globally. Now, who's in the White House? Not coincidentally, is John Holdren. He is the science czar for the Barack Obama administration. And what has he done in the past that shows that he's intimately connected to this whole agenda for depopulation? He is the author, the co-author of the book Eco-Science, published in 1977, that called for massive population reduction using sterilization methods through vaccinations. And that's very, very powerful and very interesting, given the fact that many of the vaccines today, with the adjuvants, the additives that include nonoxynol 9, which is a sterilization, it's a spermicide, and it's also a spontaneous abortion drug. That's what's in the vaccines, some of them, at least.
And also, if we look at Merck Pharmaceuticals, which were the pharmaceutical company behind the 1976 swine flu vaccinations, there also are the company that's actually creating the vaccinations for the HPV, human papilloma virus. That's for targeted for 11 to 14 year old girls. Now even boys.
Boys now, yeah.
Which it doesn't make any sense to me because it's meant to prevent cervical cancer, prevent actually STDs that can lead to cervical cancer. If you are somebody who wants to come to this country, an immigrant that wants to come to the United States from another country, and you have a daughter that's between the age of 11 to 14, it's mandatory that she gets this vaccination. This vaccination has only caused girls to either become sterile or, the worst case, they've had many, many cases of death. So there's no reason for this vaccination other than for, again, population control. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Another point of interest that relates this Merck pharmaceutical company genocidal weapon called HPV vaccine to the H1N1 swine flu vaccine is the manufacturer called Baxter Corporation that has been using Vero cell cultures, that's V-E-R-O, it is an African green monkey tissue, kidney tissues that are being used to grow the viruses in, used in the H1N1 vaccination. The problem with that is that, as we saw with the polio vaccines, using the same African green monkey kidney tissues, it has SV40, simian virus 40, and numerous other contaminants. SV40 virus causes cancer in virtually every animal it's injected into, and then the other contaminants typical of the monkey kidney tissue grown viruses, the herpes viruses, herpes type viruses, including simian, that's monkey, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr, which is associated not only with HIV/AIDS, but all the cancers linked to HIV/AIDS, the leukemias, the lymphomas. Epstein-Barr is extremely important, and we have this issue now that the vaccinations potentially could mutate because it's a live, active virus, H1N1 laboratory recombinant that is very susceptible to mutating, and in the presence of other viruses such as SV40, cancer viruses, we could actually be spreading cancer by sneezing today. Now, I think we've got another caller. Seth, hi, who's calling tonight?
Hi, Dr. Horowitz. It's Gabe Valdez from New Mexico again.
Hi there. Welcome to the Insight Hour. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. I just called to, if we do get vaccinated, could we reverse it if they go mandatory vaccinations? Could we reverse the side effects from the actual vaccination? And another thing is my niece, I had recently purchased some Oxy Silver?
Oxy Silver?
Yeah, the one that you told me to buy. And my niece come down with the H1N1. It was confirmed by a doctor that she is doing H1N1. She had full-blown H1N1, and she was 2 weeks in her sickness. I had some of this Oxy Silver on hand for me, and I went ahead and gave it to her, and she came out of it clear as sky. So
the Oxy Silver helped her immediately get better?
Yes, sir. She's only 6 years old.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, this is the total vaccination campaign is an outrageous genocidal fraud. Think about this, folks. This product, Oxy Silver, is advanced over the NASA scientists that developed this to keep the astronauts healthy in space. You think about this for a minute. The federal government of the United States has just spent over $3 billion to bring you these garbage vaccinations, when all they would have to do is spend about $1.5 million to set up an Oxy Silver manufacturing facility and be able to spread Oxy Silver, which is a nanoparticle-sized silver water. It's actually a mineral water that has the capacity to terminate all infectious diseases off of planet Earth.
But Dr. Horowitz, there's one problem with that. Then it would be helping people. It would be preventing them from getting ill, and it wouldn't create any kind of demand for their pharmaceuticals. So it's not really in their best interest to have us well. It's more in their interest to keep us sick or to make us sicker. So we use their drugs, or we buy their drugs, and we depend on their drugs. And that's the problem. Here, you know, OxySilver is amazing. I wasn't feeling well the other day. I felt like my throat was getting sore. And I took OxySilver. I take three capsules. That's C-A-P-F-U-L-S, not capsules, capsules of it. And I say my prayer, and I'm telling you, I mean, within, like, I guess one day, I was feeling like, wow, I don't feel that anymore. Within one more day, I said, you know, I feel healthier than ever. So I can give you a testimony right now and tell you that OxySilver works. And these pharmaceutical drug cartel mobsters, they do not want to promote this. They want to keep it suppressed because it's not in their best interest for them, for anybody to know the truth. And Dr. Horowitz, he's an amazing, amazing person that actually has blessed the planet with his product, OxySilver. And I just want everybody to know that it's an amazing product, and you all need to try it. Have some at home. You don't have to take it every day. Even if you're feeling like you know not so good one day, just take it. I'm serious. It's just going to help you so much. It's so good. So we're happy to hear that, you know, we're getting calls from people who really are trying the product and have great testimonies.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry, and thank you, Carla. I greatly appreciate that. Let me finish answering your question. You asked about how do you detox, particularly from vaccine injuries. I would highly recommend, even before you take OxySilver, to use a product called Zeolife, or to do some sort of a fast, like maybe a 9-day Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser fast. You can go to healingcelebrations.com. That's healingcelebrations.com. Look down on the right side of the page. There you'll find a link to a freely downloadable file that gives you the instructions for the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Or you can go to your health food store. They have a little book for $6. You can buy Stanley Burroughs' recommendation, where you take cayenne pepper, spiked lemonade. You make a gallon of fresh squeezed lemonade and basically take organic lemons or limes, squeeze it into the gallon of water, maybe 5 of them, take grade B or C maple syrup, or if you're lucky enough to have the actual original recipe called for the fresh squeezed cane juice. You shake that up, you've made a delicious tasting lemonade, and now you spoil it with the hottest cayenne pepper you can find. Cayenne is one of the most alkalizing agents you can put into your body. I did the other day a program for Al Jazeera, and I did another one in Jamaica early the other morning. And both of those hosts asked me, what can we in the third world or in the underdeveloped nations do? We don't have access to even lemons and limes. Well, they suggested the hydrogen peroxide, and that there's, in fact, the old method of alkalizing the body, a lot of the patriot community subscribes to, is you take 4 to 24 drops of food grade 35% hydrogen peroxide in drinking water, and then that alkalizes the body as well. You see, the viruses and the bacteria and the fungus and even arthritic conditions, chronic diseases, cancers cannot do well, if at all, in a body made alkaline. So your body chemistry is the most important fundamental preventative against the infectious diseases. So begin by simply detoxing and alkalizing. Then, let's say maybe after a week of doing that, now you're ready for some OxySilver. And the reason why I say that is because if you're very intoxicated, I mean, you have a lot of immune suppression, you have a lot of chemical and heavy metal toxicity in your body, and as a result of that, you have a lot of bacteria and parasites, and you have a lot of various infectious agents, viruses, etc. If you then immediately start with an OxySilver, it is so powerful, it potentially will cause what's called a healing crisis, or in medicine it's called a Herxheimer reaction, where because it will electrocute all of those pathogens so quickly, their little body parts the proteins, the cell membranes, the genetic material from all those germs in your body will be destroyed. They'll pour into your blood, and you're going to get sick. You'll feel a couple days, you'll feel potentially like you got the flu. And there was one woman who actually I just responded to who had didn't consult with me, didn't contact even the company. And she alleged that we didn't call her back, and she wrote some sort of a report complaining on the internet. Well, she wrote about how this is exactly what happened to her. She said that she took four times the amount. She took four teaspoons of OxySilver in the first day, and she immediately on day two went into this flu-like illness. And so she blamed OxySilver. Well, yeah, you can blame OxySilver for doing its job and clearing out the parasites and the viruses and the fungus and the bacteria in your bloodstream fast. But, you know, if you want to do the best job and keep yourself optimally healthy, start with ZeoLife, ZeoLife.net. You go to ZeoLife.net, read up about ZeoLife, and it is the most profoundly advanced, broad-spectrum detoxification formula. Then go to OxySilver. You'll be free, and then you might want to take some GI Flora Pro. And yeah, there you can go to OxySilver.net for information about OxySilver. So, what else, Sherry? What else do you think about this whole concept of genocide? What in history shows us that this is actually a repeat of the history that we've had in the past?
We can look at what happened during World War II, during the Third Reich. We can look at what happened with Hitler. It's a repeat of that again. I mean, there was a whole scheme to when they were sending people through the concentration camps to go into the furnaces. It was in the name of, you know, being healthy.
Public health.
Being,
yeah.
In the name of public health, in the name of cleanliness. And it's the same thing right now that they're using the vaccination in, and it's another way. Instead of putting you in the oven, they're giving you a vaccination. I can see it. We both come from families that have been victims of concentration camps, and so we can tell you from personal, firsthand experience by having relatives that we spoke to that were alive and could actually tell us what really went on then. And there was people that were in those lines that would say, why are we standing here doing this? People, just wake up. If we would all just come together and wake up, we could defeat this. We could overcome these people just forcing us and herding us like sheep into these furnaces. And just, it could be one person. If it was one person alone, that one person didn't have a chance. And that's what we need to do. It's all come together. Come together as one and just say, hey, you know, this is not right. You're not going to be able to take our immunity from us. You're not going to take away our lives. We're going to stand up, and we're going to defend ourselves against you because we know what your plan is. That's what we really need, is to wake people up.
You know, again, there's further links when you look at who was in charge of the Auschwitz, for example, concentration camp gas chambers, that the people were told they were going in there for disinfection. Infection prevention, and this whole remedial action was done in showers. Excuse me, this is the same message that for public health we're told to get vaccinations today. So it was basically in Germany, it was the IG Farben cartel, which today has evolved into these global petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel directors. IG Farben's president at the time was Hermann Schmitz. Hermann Schmitz was the president of the Bayer Corporation. That's one of the founding members of IG Farben. They're full-fledged, quote, married partners, according to a U.S. federal court judge. The term married was associated to Rockefeller family. John D. Rockefeller Standard Oil Company was married to the Bayer Corporation and IG Farben. Hermann Schmitz owned more shares of Rockefeller Standard Oil stock than any of the Rockefellers held individually. And that after World War II, the man by the name of John J. McCloy, who was a Rockefeller banker and a lawyer, went to decartelize, the word was, IG Farb and breaking it up into the American Healthcare and Home Products Company, into the various other companies. Of course, Bayer survived. Merck Pharmaceutical Company, that received the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II, they actually now still have remained the world's leading vaccine producer and a powerful, powerful drug industrialist organization. Again, we're looking at H1N1, heavily controlled by CSL, Merck Pharmaceutical Company, and people like Thomas Glocer from Reuters.
Interesting. And also, you know, all the propaganda that's being put out there today with Lloyd Blankfein funding the Miramax,
Tell us about this whole, the movie that's interesting, that Sherry has some great comments on, is Inglourious Basterds, produced by the partners for Disney and ABC, called The Weinstein Brothers. Tell us about what your feelings about that film are, Sherry.
Well, Inglourious Basterds was a propaganda film that really tried to make Hitler out as the one that was in control of the whole situation behind World War II. And really that wasn't really the real scene. The real scene was there was very wealthy bankers, there were the Rockefellers. Actually, you have some great information about really who was behind it. And I mean, Dr. Horowitz has done a lot of research on Henry Kissinger. So if you really go back and look at who was really behind World War II, it wasn't Barack Obama as it is today, or Hitler as it was back in World War II. Sorry, Barack Obama here coming up to World War III, or Hitler in World War II. I mean, it's the same exact story happening all over again, and I see it. I can see it a mile away. So the propaganda film, Inglourious Basterds, that was directed by Quentin Tarantino, and it was produced by the Miramax company, Weinstein company, formerly the Miramax company, and funded by Lloyd Blankfein, who is the co-chairman, along with Rupert Murdoch, of the Partnership for New York City. And also, the Weinstein company is also owned by ABC Disney, which put out that Dr. Oz episode. Well, actually, they're producing his whole TV show, but that Dr. Oz episode was really, really disgusting, where Dr. Oz was getting a swine flu vaccination, or actually a seasonal flu vaccination.
Total propaganda.
It was propaganda. It was a saline solution. Dr. Oz is actually known for writing books on how to read food labels. His most famous book was You on a Diet. This is what he is known for. And in case you don't know who he is, he's Oprah's favorite doctor. He's really well known. Number one on the Google. If you do a Google search, it's Dr. Oz, or a YouTube search, it's Dr. Oz. So people believe in this man. Here he is on TV telling the audience that you're all going to get one, but I'm going first.
Yeah.
Gets a vaccination. Doesn't show the ingredients, which he's known to read labels. He tells people the way to stay healthy is to read labels of your food and don't put anything in your system. Don't judge a food by the way it looks. Look at what's under the hood, he said, but does not show us what the ingredients are. So it was really interesting.
Yeah. You know, I've done, this past week we put up on YouTube, if you haven't seen it, I basically did a slam dunk of Dr. Oz and ABC segment on YouTube in three parts right now. And so you can go check that out. And one of the comments is exactly what Sherry's talking about here. The fact is that the vaccines do not contain in their package inserts any of the ingredients. To examine the ingredients, let's say if you're a doctor who's interested, you've got to go into the patents. This is another reason why I urge people to go to fluscam.com, because there's a page that we have there that our assistants all over America have helped compile the actual package inserts and the Baxter patent on the vaccinations. So then therein you can see what Dr. Oz is supposedly famous for doing, which is checking the ingredients. He did not check the ingredients of those vaccinations. Therefore, we highly doubt that he actually got anything but a saline injection.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that this guy would actually put something into it. And, like, let's talk about the ingredients. I mean, it's a Mexican swine right? Which, and then it's an avian bird, which is a bird from Asia, and then you have a dead corpse that was dug for, up from the 1918 flu pandemic. So how, I mean, how would anybody want to put that? Not to mention the squalene, right, which is the oil and water mixture that was given to... Disgusting. And then the mercury, which was included in this building. I mean, it's...
But they're giving, in Washington State, they've authorized tremendous amounts of mercury to be given to pregnant women whose fetuses are developing, and the neurology in the fetal brain tissue is so sensitive to the slightest bit of mercury. This is a complete genocide. I can't even imagine that people who... supposed to be intelligent healthcare professionals, well studied in medicine and the healing arts and sciences, that they would even consider doing this. It is a complete nightmare, and it is gross criminal negligence. What's going on here? You know, Sherry, we've only got about 10 minutes left. Let me take people through the 5-step process for what they should be doing right now to protect themselves and their loved ones against this hideous time. Again, folks, the greatest risk and the greatest potential nightmare that we're about to witness, given that there's this national emergency been declared, that they haven't told us the truth, that they're saying that there's a vaccine shortage when that's hogwash, it's bogus. And the reality is that all of the experts know very, very well that because the vaccinated viruses, H1N1, triple recombinants, are laboratory creations, they can mutate easily when they combine with other viruses that are circulating, potentially even H5N1. All of that tells me that we're potentially about to have a pandemic that could kill 60% of the people it infects. The 40% that will survive are going to do the following things. They're going to, number one, detox, like I mentioned a couple minutes ago. They're going to do whatever it takes to alkalize. That's step two of the 5-step Healing Celebrations program. If you want this information, get the book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. You can get it by calling that toll-free number that I shared a couple minutes ago. That's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, or go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and go look at the book, Healing Celebrations. If you don't have the $23 and change to buy the book, go to your library. Tell them to order a copy in. That's what they're there for. They'll do that. They'll bring a copy in, and if you do... don't live near a library, you can't get out to a library, go online to healingcelebrations.com and you'll get a 9-page beautiful summary of that book. So you understand the 5 steps. Step 1, detox. Step 2, alkalize or deacidify. Step 3 is boost and normalize your natural immunity holistically. Everything that you should be doing to basically help yourself heal and boost immunity physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. Those are the important holistic approaches to normalization and boosting of immunity. Step 4 is oxygenation, and step 5 is bioenergetics. Step 4 is also in OxySolar. Step 4, you're oxygenating. Every way that you can get more oxygen into your bloodstream, from deep breathing exercises to aerobic exercises to OxyAdvantage, which is on Healing Celebrations on Healthy World Store, healthyworldstore.com has a product called OxyAdvantage. There's a variety of ways to get more oxygen into your blood, and oxygen is the most healing element of every element in the periodic table. Step 5 is bioenergetics. I mentioned earlier how OxySilver destabilizes the membranes of the pathogens. It does that by electrocuting them. It literally does not chemically pollute your body. It doesn't chemically poison the germs. It literally uses the Creator's electromagnetic energy, the ambient energy in the atmosphere is used to electrocute the pathogens with this nanoparticle size, nano silver water molecule. And so that's number one, bioenergetic approaches to healing and healthcare. And also, we talked about prayer. Hands-on healing and prayer is extremely important. And that's likewise why we say, if you're going to take OxySilver, we have designed it so that it actually vibrates with the 528 hertz frequency, which we know now is the closest thing to the vibrational energy that you feel in your heart when you're in love. And we now know that 528 hertz frequency is the core creative frequency of the entire universe. We know that the botanical world is mostly greenish-yellow because it's vibrating to that 528 love frequency. We also know that you were created in the image of the Creator, out of the heart of the Creator, in love. And your heart is still connected via that clear channel broadcast. It's like a radio. When you're listening to a certain station and you tune above or below the frequency that you need to get the clear channel broadcast, well, 528 is that clear channel broadcast from the Creator's heart to your and my heart. And this is now, if we use that channel, if we tune into and actually pray with full faith and trust in this divine connection that we all have, then that is what will manifest, shall manifest the miracles, because that's the contract between you and the Creator. That is the covenant. Creator says, put your faith and trust in me. Same thing with Yeshua, with Jesus. Put your faith and trust, and what happens? Miracles, including miraculous healings. That's why Sherry mentioned she prayed when she took OxySilver. Whenever I take OxySilver, I pray. Whenever Nikola Tesla, last century's greatest genius, before he turned on any of his machines, before he started building his new machines, he would pray. And when he didn't, it didn't work right. And so this is exactly why we urge people. It's a time of spiritual renaissance. It's a time of revolutionary transformation in our orientation towards healthcare. It is a paradigm-shifting period that we're in right now. For this period, we need to have not only the intelligence, but also the resources. The intelligence helps us create the resources that we shall have and continue to evolve, such as OxySilver, such as the Zeolite. These are blessings from the Creator, and they're meant to sustain us. I had this is the last thing that I'll mention tonight. I did a radio show today, and one of the callers called in and said, Dr. Horowitz, you know, why should we trust you? You're asking for OxySilver sales. You're, you know, basically promoting OxySilver. You know, wouldn't it be better for you to not be engaged in any type of entrepreneurship with a product giving out this important, valuable information? You know, I had to laugh, folks, what I said, and it's honestly and it's very sincere. The reality is, first of all, I know that there was a God-given gift that we got OxySilver to begin with. And I would love to have millions and millions, in fact, billions and billions of dollars. I'd love to have the wealth of Rockefeller right now, because in the Bible it talks about the wealth of the wicked being held up and stored for the meek, the loving people. We, the people, deserve that money. And I can guarantee you one thing, I would do a lot better than what David Rockefeller is doing with his wealth in order to serve this planet, number one. Number two is, what program? This program tonight costs money. BBS Radio, we love Don and Newsom and Doug Newsom. These guys are great. They've given their lives to serve you, to serve me, to serve the truth being told. And sponsorship is what's required. So you might want to go on and get an archive pass. $2 a month buys you a BBSRadio.com archive pass. And likewise, we need sponsors in order to maintain this kind of programming. OxySilver has been a wonderful blessing for us in that way. And as I said to the person that called today on that radio show, my staff works about 16 hours a day, commonly even 7 days a week, and I feel guilty about even not paying attention to Saturday, the Shabbat, you know, Sabbath. Taking that day off is extremely important, and in these challenging times, we've even violated that rule. So I can tell you that I'd love to be so wealthy because, frankly, my life wouldn't change one iota. But I would be able to put that money into some wonderful things. The first thing I would do if I was even president of the United States, and I'm not running for president of the United States, I wouldn't want that job. But the reality is I'd put several million dollars in producing oxy-silver production facilities. I'd have one in every state, and I would be pouring out this life-saving mineral water for everybody. Anyway, we're about at the end of our evening. Again, thanks to Tetrahedron.org, our publishing company, sponsoring this program. Thanks to OxySilver.com for sponsoring this program. Thanks to ZeoLife.net for sponsoring this program. I want to thank Sherry Kane for her investigative journalistic work and labors of love.
It's always a pleasure, man. A pleasure being in here and just talking to the viewers and just speaking the truth. Thank you.
Pleasure. And folks, I want you to stay tuned on Evident Footprints coming up on bbsradio.com with our friend and colleague Don Nikloff. Evident Footprints coming up on BBS. Join us again next week. And again, if you would like to call in next week, and we were expecting a couple guests tonight. I did not hear from them, but maybe we'll be joined next week by Rebecca Campbell, who has launched the lawsuit in the state of Washington against the federal government for genocide. Very important. My affidavit went along with that filing. That's the affidavit on fluscam.com. You can go there right now and download for free that PDF 23 PDF files in the affidavit.
H1N1
newsletter. Yeah. Oh, yes. Please do. Thank you, Sherry. The H1N1 Swine Flu 2009 newsletter is available also on fluscam.com for a free download. Take that file, bring it to your printer, print it out. It's a beautiful newsletter. Get it out everywhere. Especially take it and hand it out to those lines of people, those fools that are getting vaccinated. And then I think that's about it.
Sounds good to me. God bless you all. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much. Be blessed. Good night.